It's Monday, June 16th, and I'm Barney Sherman with 4 hours of classical music. It's great to be here with you. Thanks so much for tuning in. We have a lot of great music ahead this afternoon, and it's going to begin with a short live performance from our studio featuring Michael Gilbertson and three awesome soloists who are appearing with him over the next few days at Chamberfest Dubuque. So without further ado, let me introduce them. And then we'll hear them perform and tell us about the festival. So we'll begin with you, Michael Gilbertson, a Dubuque native who I know people have heard on Iowa Public Radio before. You're currently teaching at Yale, where you previously were a student of composition with some really major composers who people hear on my show sometimes, Aaron J. Kernis, Martin Bresnik, and Christopher Theophanidis. And before that, Michael got a degree at Juilliard. His composition teachers there included such famous people as Samuel Adler, John Corigliano, and Christopher Rouse. Michael has gone on to win 5 ASCAP awards, scholarship from the American Academy of Arts and Letters, the Israel Prize from the Society for New Music, and his music has received some major performances, not only by orchestras like the San Francisco Chamber Orchestra, but also last fall, an opera for the Washington National Opera. This premiered at the Kennedy Center. And 5 ballets, including one for the New York Choreographic Institute and another for the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet. Wow, Michael. Well, we'll be asking you about all of that. But before we get to that, I want to mention that you studied violin and viola as well as composition at the Northeast Iowa School of Music in his hometown of Dubuque. And in 2009, he founded an annual music festival in Dubuque, Chamberfest Dubuque. So that starts tonight. And it brings young classical artists to Dubuque for concerts and outreach and more. It's a fundraiser for the Northeast Iowa School. Michael, do you want to begin by telling us how this festival came about?
Sure. Well, thank you for that great intro, Barney. It's always great to be back in Iowa, always great to be back at Iowa Public Radio. And as you mentioned, my very first lessons in violin, viola, and composition were at the Northeast Iowa School of Music when I was in junior high, and I took lessons there through high school on those instruments and in composition, and also had the opportunity to teach there while I was a student at Juilliard for a few summers. And back in 2009, when so many performing arts organizations were really struggling, including the Northeast Iowa School of Music, I really wanted to do something to give back to the community and to give back to the school that had been such a great resource for me, both as a student and then later as a teacher and professional musician. And so I founded this festival, which was originally called Juilliard in June. We were all still students at Juilliard, and I brought some of my friends back to Dubuque to do a fundraiser for them. And it's become NISOM, Northeast Iowa School of Music's most successful fundraiser. We've raised many tens of thousands of dollars for the school over the years, and it's turned into a larger music festival that really engages the community and gives students in the area the opportunity to come play alongside many of our very extraordinary guest artists, and also to play in some master classes and have a chance to kind of learn from us and work with us over the course of the week.
So, among other things, this is a kind of an ultimate example of giving back. You were able to really do something for the school that gave you this training. That's really awesome. And it's also, it's an example of one of the things that I think people around the world want to do in classical music, which is mixing the classics with new music, and especially music from the local community. You're doing quite a lot of that.
Absolutely. We have a number of examples of American music on our program. It's a mix of traditional classical music and also new works by American composers. This year, actually tonight, we have a very exciting world premiere by Aaron Fullen, who was a composition student at the Northeast Iowa School of Music. And we were so excited to give him the opportunity to write his very first orchestral piece, which will be premiered at the Heritage Center tonight.
Fantastic. So this concert tonight, let's begin with us at the Heritage Center at
the University of Dubuque.
Okay, yeah, at Butler Hall, University of Dubuque.
Correct.
And if people want information about this, by the way, it's at NISOM.com.
Yes, you can go to NISOM's website, and tickets are going to be available there tonight at the box office. So you can also call NISOM to get information. That number is 690-0151, area code 563.
Okay, and then there's also going to be a gala concert on Thursday night, is that right?
That's right, and that concert will be at Janssen Hall at Clark University. And those tickets you can get just by calling Nightsome.
Okay, and then there's master classes and a workshop at Loris Wednesday night, 5:30.
Correct, yep, at 5:30, and that's free for anybody who wants to come.
And these concerts are incredible, and they include the other three musicians here and a number of others as well. But let's introduce the other musicians here. To the farthest right, standing next to me, is Bridget Pasker, a cellist who is a Dubuque native. Bridget studied cello at the Prussel School in Iowa City, like so many great musicians, and got an undergraduate degree at Juilliard. So you were part of that Juilliard in June?
Yeah. I started the second year, I think, that Michael did the concert.
And now you're about to begin a master's degree at San Francisco Conservatory this fall.
Yes.
Exciting.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, it's very exciting.
That's fantastic. Well, it's great to have you in here.
Thank you.
And then next in physical order is Jordan Dodson. And you might have heard Jordan Dodson on Iowa Public Radio before because he was a young artist in residence a few years ago on Performance Today, where he was called one of the top young guitarists of his generation. Jordan comes from Columbus, Ohio. He studied at not Juilliard, but another couple of great American conservatories, Manhattan Institute and the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where he was the first guitarist ever to graduate in their new guitar program. Well, congratulations on that, Jordan.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And these teachers include people you hear on IPR all the time, namely David Starobin and Jason Vio. And Jordan's won a number of major awards. He's done a lot of premieres of new music. Am I right, Jordan?
Yeah, I think I spend most of my time playing contemporary music, pieces that were written by my friends. So,
wow, God, yeah. That's great. What an experience that is. And we'll be hearing both Bridget and Jordan play. So we'll talk to you a little more when that happens. But just want to introduce, well, our fourth musician, David Fung, who comes all the way from Australia. He's had quite an international career when he played in Carnegie Hall, the New York Times, raised his stylish and articulate playing. Those are their words. He's appeared with the San Francisco Symphony, the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, the Israel Philharmonic. He's performed at the Ravinia Festival in Chicago, the Edinburgh Festival, and he's the artistic director of the Bari International Music Festival in Italy. David, great to have you here.
I'm so happy to be here with you guys.
And we're going to hear all of you and various performances. Maybe we can begin now. Bridget, you and David have a piece. Maybe you could tell us about that.
We're going to play The Song of the Birds by Pablo Casals. Casals wrote this near the end of his life, and it originally was a Catalan folk song that he arranged for cello and piano and played many, many times as encores from concerts at the end of his life.
Song of the Birds, does it imitate bird sounds? And do you?
There are some, yeah. At the beginning, I think you'll hear the birds the most, and then the cello comes in with a very beautiful song-like melody, and then it ends again with the birds.
Well, here it is, The Song of the Birds by Pablo Casals, Bridget Pasker, and David Fung.
Thank you.
I can't even express how beautiful that was. It's just stunning. What will you be playing at the festival, Bridget? We're all eager to hear more.
Tonight I'm playing The Elegy by Gabriel Fauré, and then on the gala concert, I'm playing Schubert Arpeggione Sonata First Movement with David, and then we're playing a piece by Michael Jordan, our flautist, and I are playing a piece by Michael, and David, our violinist, Francesca, and I will be playing the first movement of Brahms' C minor piano trio.
Wow. So some really great repertory to show what you can do as a cellist.
Selections.
And yeah, thanks so much for sharing that one with us.
Thank you.
Well, next on our schedule here in Studio One, Iowa Public Radio, we're going to hear the guitarist, Jordan Dodson. Jordan, what do you have for us?
I'm going to play an arrangement of a bossa nova tune. The composer is Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the arranger is this fantastic French guitarist slash composer, Roland Dienz. And the piece is A Felicidade.
Great. Here's Jordan Dodson. Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you. That was Jordan Dodson playing music of Antonio Carlos Jobim.
Yep, that's right.
And there's something about hearing classical instruments, acoustic instruments, in real space. So I'm glad that we're hearing them, able to hear them on the radio. But if you are near Dubuque or anywhere you are, if you are near a classical concert, there's nothing quite like it. Do you? You guys must have the experience, especially as a guitarist, of going between electronic and acoustic instruments. What's that like for you?
Well, yeah, I do quite a bit of electric guitar playing because a lot of new music that uses guitar tends to use electric guitar, a lot of the time anyway. So, yeah, I'm always kind of switching back and forth. You have to be a little amphibious, I guess. You know, you develop a picking technique. And I started on electric guitar when I was younger, so that thing kind of comes easily to me. But in terms of what I like to do the most, it's probably classical guitar and working with other instrumentalists on acoustic instruments. Yeah.
This brings to my other meta comment, which is I remember even 20 years ago, there was a sort of a lack of respect. It was a sort of a Rodney Dangerfield instrument in the classical world. What I've noticed is much exciting new music that is at the same time very, very communicative is written for this instrument. And, you know, your teachers, David Sterobin and Jason Vio, have brought that to our attention. But what's that like for you, working with composers, right, doing new music? How does that affect your playing of older music, such as, well, what we just heard?
Well, you know what you said a second ago is absolutely right, that there has been an increase in the acceptance of classical guitar, especially in academic circles. For instance, the school that I just graduated from last spring, the Curtis Institute of Music, they started the guitar program in 2011. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. So it took so long just because I think it's partly due to repertoire, because we didn't have the level of repertoire that you have on the violin, cello, the piano, etc. And some of the guitar's best pieces have been written in the past, 60 years or whatever it is. And some great pieces are, well, I guess I want to say great pieces are always being written, amazing new pieces by new composers. And guitarists sometimes like to think that the best repertoire for the more accepted instruments have been written in the past, but the guitar's real great repertoire will come from the future. And
great place to be. Well, thanks so much for playing that for us. And what will you be performing at the festival, just to remind us again?
Tonight I'll be playing the concerto by Manuel Ponce, actually the third movement of the concerto. It's called Concierto del Sur. And then on Thursday, as Bridget said, I'm playing a great piece by Michael Gilbertson for guitar, flute, and cello. I'm playing some movements by Defia for violin and guitar. A great duo for guitar and percussion, actually, by Paul Lansky. He's a friend of mine. He teaches at Princeton, and he wrote this four-movement piece, but we'll just be playing the fourth movement. And am I leaving something out?
I think Paul Lansky, as listeners have heard him, because he used to do just computer music, and he fell in love with the sound of actual acoustic instruments. So it kind of fits my theme here.
Exactly, yeah. And in the 70s, he was really one of the big guns for electronic music, but lately he pretty much only composes acoustic music. It's kind of an interesting switch.
Well, just great that you'll be playing all of those things there, and I hope we'll get to hear that that trio. And if you've just tuned in, we are getting a little sneak preview in our studios at Iowa Public Radio of the Chamberfest Dubuque, which begins tonight, continues through Thursday, and you can get information at nisom.com. Am I right?
That's right. NISOM's website.
NISOM's website, which is the Northeast Iowa School of Music. And this festival, among other things, is a benefit for NISOM. Well, we have a fourth musician in our studio, the one farthest from me. We're finally getting to David Fung, who has come from Australia. I mentioned that he has played in many major venues, Carnegie Hall with San Francisco Symphony, St. Paul Chamber Orchestra, Israel Philharmonic. And David, you are the director of an international music festival yourself in Italy, the Bari Festival. Could you tell us about that experience?
Well, that's right. I actually just came from Italy from this festival. And it's a wonderful place to make chamber music. And I think the thing that one learns as a musician is that music is not to be made alone in a practice room or even in a studio such as this one, but it's a communal experience that we all feel and enjoy. And I think nothing brings more joy to me personally as a musician than to be making music with other great musicians and also to be playing this kind of repertoire, which as a soloist, you don't always get to play.
What will you be performing in Dubuque?
This evening, I'll be playing the third movement of the Grieg Concerto. It's a wonderful piece. Those of you who don't know it, it's really a bread and butter concerto of the piano repertoire, and it's just a really wild Nordic dance, if you can imagine what that would be like. And in the Thursday concert for the gala, I think the only piece that I'm playing that I haven't mentioned is my solo selection. I'll be playing three preludes by Rachmaninoff from his second book, Opus 32.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful.
Thank you.
Well, David, I haven't asked about your history. You began studying in Australia.
That's right.
We don't really know where things are there. So where were you in Australia?
I was in Sydney.
Okay. Well, I've heard of that.
For those of you who are from other places in Australia, Sydney is the best place. No, I'm just kidding. There's a rivalry between Melbourne and Sydney, and Melbourne's also quite a nice place, I suppose. And but Sydney's where I'm from, and I actually began in medical school there.
Ah.
And a year and a half in, I decided that I really wanted to pursue music, and that was really my dream. And then that's when I went to the United States in Los Angeles to study at the Colburn Conservatory for the very first time.
That's a huge life decision to have left medicine. But that's the sign of a person who really is meant to be a musician.
I think so. And I think that in and of itself wasn't as much of a vindication of that as my sort of desire to continue for this many years. I think it's something that I breathe every day, regardless of what I do, whether it's the less pleasant administrative side of music or being on stage. I think that's really key for me.
So in Los Angeles, who did you study with in there, in LA?
A wonderful teacher called John Perry. He's a wonderful pianist as well, and very well known in the United States as well as abroad. And it was a wonderful class I remembered. A lot of wonderful pianists, and I look upon that memory with fondness.
And then now you're at Yale, and I understand you're about to finish a doctorate.
That's correct.
In piano, or?
In piano performance. It's my DMA, and it's been a really long process. Actually, I've been speaking with the other musicians here about what doctorates mean for all of us as performing musicians individually.
Maybe tell us about that. What does it mean for you?
the G-rated version is that it's it's a pleasant place to really concentrate on a thesis, a topic of interest. But you know, I think it's a very loaded question, because I think in the United States, I believe there is really, and worldwide actually, an inflation of degrees, and I think it's becoming more and more the case that the more education you pursue, the less it becomes of value. And I think as time goes by, as people are pursuing now postdocs and the next sort of level higher than a doctorate, it's becoming apparent that I think something might be missing in the overall musical education, but also education, I think, in a very global scale.
It's a very interesting topic that you've raised here. And what I hear is you are a person who really does love to actually play music and communicate to audiences and communicate with other musicians, which I guess is a perfect segue to what we are going to ask you to do next, which is, in fact, to play music.
Perfect. It's my favorite part.
Tell us about the piece you're going to play for us.
I'll play two short Scarlatti sonatas. One of them is a slow, beautiful aria, which really allows the keyboard to sing, which is something quite rare, being a percussion instrument. In a way, the hammer strikes the string and the sound decays. There's no way to sustain. So that's always a pleasure to try and emulate the voice on the keyboard. And the second is a very fast, virtuosic, typical sonata by Scarlatti, and he wrote these sonatas originally as exercises, and that was the name Esercizi, which were ways for people to really refine and build their technique.
Well, here is That Scarlatti Sonata, the two of them, played by David Fung, here on Iowa Public Radio. David Fung performing two amazing Scarlatti sonatas. Thanks so much for playing that. And once again, I want to thank all four musicians who have come in here. Bridget Pasker, cellist, Jordan Dodson, guitarist, David Fung, the pianist we just heard, and Michael Gilbertson, the man who has made all this happen. Thanks so much for coming in to Cedar Falls to share this music with us.
Thank you so much for having us, Barney.